Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is in session. Continuing on with our college football previews, the Utah Utes. This is a big year for Utah. They're moving to the Big 12 this year, and they have a chance of being one of the top teams, if not the top team in the Big 12, which for other Big 12 teams that have been in that conference for a while, they have to be a little annoyed that Utah comes in and is all of a sudden one of the top dogs in that conference. But that's what I expect from Utah this season. They went 8-5 last year, lost their bowl game. It was a tough end to the regular season last year. I believe they lost 5 of their last 7 games, but the good thing is that they were without their top players last season. So this year you get Cam Rising back. And I mean, I was thinking about this earlier. If you remember back to week 1, it might have even been week 0 last year against Florida to kick off the season in Utah. There were rumblings of whether or not Cam Rising was going to play or not. He was going to be a game time decision. We weren't sure. And we go the entire season without seeing him. So it's good to get Cam Rising back on the field, one of the better quarterbacks in college football. He'll be back this year. Utah was also without their NFL tight end prospect, Brant Kirthy. He was out for the season. And then Micah Bernard at running back. He was out for most of last season. Only played in like 2 games. So to get all 3 of those players back, I think, is going to be huge. And when Keithy and Rising are healthy, all this team does is win, right? I mean, the last 2 seasons when both of those players have been fully healthy, they've won the Pac-12 and they've gone to the Rose Bowl. So I think that's a little preview of what you can expect with a fully healthy Utah roster this season. Their schedule moving from the Big 12 or from the Pac-12 to the Big 12 rather gets significantly easier. Right now, Utah is the favorite in their first year in the Big 12, ranked preseason number 1. And so this season has all the makings of becoming the best team in the conference, not only this year, but going forward. Without Rising last year, their offense really just did not have that same sort of pop that we've come to expect from a Kyle Whittingham team. And that's because they were without those position players. So getting those guys back is huge. And then you think of Utah and you think of a dominant offensive line. That's Whittingham's MO. They'll have some new faces on the offensive line this year, but Utah has a way of just kind of reloading that line every season into one of the top in the country, regardless of who is on that offensive line. I mean, that's one of the reasons that Utah has led the country in time of possession when Cam Rising is healthy. And so you get a dominant offensive line. I think that's going to be the case again this season, where Utah just kind of dominates the time of possession and dominates on offense and keeps their opponent off the field. And so that's going to lead to plenty of wins. So if we dive into the schedule for Utah, their win total right now sitting at 9.5, you can get over 10 wins for some good plus money at plus 135. And I think taking the over 9.5 wins is the way to go. I think taking them to get over 10 wins, that could also be a possibility, because based on their schedule, I only see 2, maybe two hiccup games, if anything, or two 50-50 games. And that's, I mean, I still would probably end up taking Utah in both of those games. But start things out with week one at versus Southern Utah. That's against an FCS team. That should be absolutely no problem. You have Baylor. They're not anyone to be fearing in the Big 12 this season. It gets dicey in week four and week five. These are the only 2 weeks that I think Utah could have some struggles. The first one at number 17, Oklahoma State. You're going on the road for this one. Your first big time Big 12 test, right? Being on the road at Oklahoma State. And then you come home the very next week and you host Arizona, who's ranked 21st heading into this season. If these two games were spaced out throughout the season, I would say you at least win one of those, if not both of them. And I still think that that could be a possibility to win both of those games, but it just kind of stinks the way the schedule shook out to have those in back-to-back games. Arizona's returning their starting cornerback from last season. They have a lot of good pieces, even though they lost their head coach, Jed Fish. Still return quite a few of players on offense that can do some damage, but that game being at home in Utah, I think that's a huge advantage here because playing in Salt Lake City, I mean, the Utes have one of the best home field advantages of any team in college football. They have only lost one home game in their last 3 years, and that was last season later in the year to number 8 Oregon and Bo Nix. Like, how good was Oregon last year? They beat a ton of teams, so that's not necessarily a terrible loss, especially considering they didn't have Cam Rising, they didn't have Keithy, they didn't have a lot of those top position players. And yes, they did get blown out. We can't overlook how terrible of a loss it was, 35-6. But it still is their only loss at home since back in the 2020 COVID season. They had one loss at home that season as well. So the home field advantage in Utah is huge, and that's going to be huge hosting Arizona, getting them at home versus on the road. You continue on. You have your bye week after that. You play at Arizona State, TCU, at Houston. No one else on the schedule, despite all being, you know, Big 12 opponents, and conference opponents are always tough. No one else on the schedule really scares me all that much. Your other four Big 12 road games are Arizona State, Colorado, Houston, and UCF. Those are all against teams that finished with losing records. And the Knights are the only team, UCF, the only team to make a bowl game last season. So your road schedule outside of Oklahoma State in week four is extremely easy, which is why you look at a lot of the futures for Utah. To win the Big 12, plus 275, I think that's a fantastic bet. I see the Utes in the Big 12 title game kind of regardless of what happens with those 2 weeks in week four and week five that I pointed out. To be the newcomer to win the Big 12, plus 240, I think that's a solid bet as well. And then the over, their win total, whether you take it over 9.5 for a little juice price, or you want the plus money at over 10, I think they easily get to 11 wins this season. Cam Rising for Heisman, he's a long shot, 40-1. I think it's worth sprinkling a few dollars. You look at his two healthy seasons, he threw for over 5,500 yards and 43 touchdowns in those two seasons. So with the top position players he has returning, with that offensive line, I talked about the time of possession and the way Utah controls that, he's going to have the ball in his hands a ton. So at 40-1, he's not amongst the top on the board there, but if he's able to remain healthy this entire season, and if he looks at all like the Cam Rising that we saw in the two previous years when he was fully healthy, I think he certainly has a shot to win the Heisman at 40-1. Definitely worth a sprinkle. To make the college football playoff, I mean, if you think that Utah's getting into the Big 12 title game, I think they probably have a pretty good shot at making the college football playoff. So at 2-1, I think that would be a fine bet as well. To win the national championship, that's where it gets to be a little bit of a stretch. That's 40-1. But if you think they're going to win the Big 12, they're one of the top four seeds. They get a bye. They have play the second weekend of the playoffs. I mean, you only have to win, what, two games then? It's certainly doable. So maybe you find some hedging opportunities if they're able to win the Big 12 and get into that top four seeds for the national championship. I'm more comfortable playing them to win the Big 12, the newcomer, to make the college football playoff. But again, whether you want Cam Rising for Heisman as a long shot at 40-1, or Utah to win the national championship at 40-1, I think very highly of Utah, that I think both of those could be worth just a couple bucks thrown on there as long shots in college football this season. All right, let's move on to our NFL preview. We have the Arizona Cardinals. Their win total this season sitting at 7.5. I think this line is fairly sharp. I see 7 wins this year for Arizona. I think they're going to be a whole lot better this season with Kyler Murray back and fully healthy. He played in a few games last year, but I mean, it just wasn't enough for him to really get in rhythm. Plus, he didn't have a ton of help with him as well. But the Cardinals, they draft Marvin Harrison Jr., arguably one of the top wide receiver prospects that we've seen come out of the draft in quite a while. And that duo is going to be connecting all season long. So season-long props for Marvin Harrison Jr., season-long passing props for Kyler Murray, things like that. I think those are both routes that you could take. But if we take a look at the schedule here, it starts off really tough for Arizona. They start week one at the Bills. And then they're back at home. So the positive here for Arizona is that they have 3 straight home games. They're just against really tough teams. So at Buffalo, that's going to be a loss for me. You come home, you host the Rams. I think highly of the Rams this season. I think they finished 2nd in this division. So to me, that is a loss, although maybe a little bit closer of a game than it is in week 3 against the Lions. Lions are going to be good again this year. Commanders, right now the Cardinals are favored in that game. They're -2.5. That could be a win in week 4. Week 5, you go to San Francisco to play the 49ers. That's a loss there. So if you look at those first 5 games, maybe you come out of it 1-4 at best, I think. But you can get the Cardinals to go 0-5 in their first 5 games for like +600 or so. And I think that's a decent bet because the Commanders, if they are as advertised and Jaden Daniels is as advertised this year, that could also be a tough game. The only thing that the Cardinals really have going for them in that week is that those 3 games are at home. So they can get comfy in Arizona, play on their home field. But again, I mean, you're talking about 1 game that I think is a potential winning spot. So at +600, I think maybe you take a look at the Cardinals starting the season 0-5. Things get a whole lot easier as we go down throughout the schedule. I mean, the Packers doesn't get any easier going to Green Bay. But you have the Chargers on Monday Night Football. Cardinals are favored in that game. You go to the Dolphins. That's going to be a different one. Arizona, a difficult one. Arizona's coming into that one on limited rest as well after playing on Monday Night Football. But after that, you host the Bears, you host the Jets. Those are kind of 50-50 games for me. Let's say they split in those 2 games. Then you have your bye. You go to Seattle. I don't think all that highly of the Seahawks this year, so I think that could potentially be a win. And then you're at the Vikings, which could also be a win. So I think you maybe split one of those 2 games as well. Then you're back at home against the Seahawks. I chalk that up to a win. You're at home against the Patriots. That's another win. You go to the Panthers. Yes, I think the Panthers will be a little bit better this season, but still, I think Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr., especially if they're just rolling at this point in the season, I like that as a win for the Cardinals. Then you go at Rams and versus 49ers. Maybe you get a win over the Rams, although playing in Los Angeles, that's a little bit more difficult. So I'm looking at 6 or 7 wins for the Cardinals this season. Not quite enough to get over that 7.5 on their win total, but I think you could possibly take 6.5 for like -120 or so, because it's plus money for the over 7.5. Cardinals to make the playoffs at 3-1, not happening for me. They would have to finish top 2 in this division, and I see this division going 49ers and Rams. So while I think the Cardinals will take a step forward this year, not enough for them to make the playoffs, which means to win the NFC West, to win the NFC, and to win the Super Bowl are all off the board for me. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Marvin Harrison Jr., odds aren't great. I believe he is the 3rd shortest odds behind Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. I mean, you want to take the expectations for Caleb Williams and Daniels are both so high that if they don't exceed expectations, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. has a pretty good shot at winning this. But I'm not sure at that price I want to bet. Maybe you wait until after the first couple weeks of the season, because I said, you know, they could be starting the season 1-4. And if Marvin Harrison Jr. doesn't have a fantastic start, maybe those odds lengthen a little bit and you get a better price there. In terms of Kyler Murray and his season-long props, one that I really like for him is to go over 20.5 passing touchdowns. You look at his last couple of seasons, I mean, 10 passing touchdowns last year, and he only played in 8 games. The year before, 14, he only played in 11 games. And I mean, to have Marvin Harrison Jr. to throw the ball to is going to be a luxury right now. So I think that over 20 and a half is certainly doable, especially when you consider his first 3 seasons in the league when he was fully healthy. He had 20, 26, and 24 passing touchdowns. I think you could also go over his passing yards prop. Looking at his last, or his healthy seasons rather, he's had at least 3,700 yards in those first 3 seasons where he played in almost every game. So again, with Marvin Harrison Jr. to throw to, with a full season, fully healthy, I think Kyler Murray taking his props is a way I would prefer to go rather than betting on the Arizona Cardinals as a whole to have, you know, surpass their win total of 7.5 or make the playoffs or anything like that. So my favorite play, Kyler Murray, over 20.5 passing touchdowns. All right, it is time to talk to Lucy Burge. We're going to go over the model making money. Lucy, thanks for joining us today. What is the BetQL 5-star play for today?
Yes. Hello, Kate. Happy Monday. 5-star play for today from the BetQL model is Yankees money line against the Nationals. The Yankees have won 4 of their last 5. Nationals have lost 2 of their last 3 and 6 of their last 9 games. Nestor Cortez is starting for the Yankees in this one, and he has allowed only 6 hits, 0 runs in 14 innings with 13 strikeouts and no walks over his last 2 starts. So the BetQL model has a lot of faith in the Yankees today and loves the Yankees on the money line against the Nationals as a 5-star play today.
I mean, if Aaron Judge keeps hitting home runs, if Juan Soto keeps hitting home runs, the Yankees are going to keep winning games. So love that one, Lucy. What are your best bets for today?
Yes, well, I am starting with a home run play. It is Rafael Devers to hit a home run. This is in the game tonight. There is the game that they are resuming from June this afternoon, but that will start in the 2nd inning. So there's nothing I'm doing there. Devers home run for tonight. He just hit a home run yesterday for his 200th home run of his career. I think he can hit 201 today. He has 3 home runs in his last 9 games and 28 home runs of the season against Jose Berrios. He has 2 home runs along with 3 doubles and 2 singles. So he's been pretty successful against Berrios. I think he can continue that tonight with a home run. And then Jackson Merrill, over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in 4 of his last 7 games and in his last game with a home run. And he has 2 home runs in his last 4 games. And he's batting .500 against Kyle Gibson with 1 home run in 2 at bats. So that's not too bad. So I think he can go over 1.5 bases. And then Ian Happ, the same thing, over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in 2 of his last 3 with 5 in each of those and 6 hits over his last 4 games against Mitch Keller, who has been pretty good, but he is batting .360 against him with 3 home runs, 2 doubles and 4 singles. So just over 1.5 bases. I think Ian Happ can do that in this game.
Love it, Lucy. And you had a little bit of success over the weekend with your home run bets. Am I right?
Okay, so Tyler O'Neill just got in there with a home run at the end of the Red Sox game yesterday. I was really hoping that would hit because it was the one bet that I won yesterday. I was 1-for-3, but that's okay because Tyler O'Neill home run did come through. So that was really, really exciting because he was like 0-for-14 or something and coming into that. I did say right before I quote tweeted that stat and I said, you know what, it'd be a perfect day for a home run, and boom, he did it. So thank you to Tyler O'Neill for that cash, because the Queen of Dongs is back and hopefully continues today.
The Queen of Dongs is back. We love it, Lucy. And you host Bat Slips and Bet Flips at 1 p.m. Central. We'll probably be giving out a few more home run bets. So everyone should check that out at 1 p.m. Central. Okay, Lucy, we just previewed the Arizona Cardinals. Do you like Kyler Murray at all as a long MVP? And if not, who is your MVP this season?
Yes. So I would not take him as a long shot for MVP. If I was to look at a long shot here for MVP, I would look at Christian McCaffrey plus 3,500. That's as far as I would go when it comes to a long shot for MVP. I think he's going to have a phenomenal season. He's a great player, obviously. So I, as a long shot, would take Christian McCaffrey. But for MVP, I just feel like it's going to be Mahomes. I feel like the Chiefs are going to have a huge year. I think they will at least make it to the Super Bowl, if not win it, if the Lions don't win it. But I think Patrick Mahomes will be the MVP.
I mean, betting on Patrick Mahomes for anything is never a bad idea. So can't argue with you there, Lucy. You can bet the Cardinals have the fewest regular season wins at 16-1. Do you like that bet? Or is there another team that you're looking at to have the fewest wins?
Yeah, there is another team, Kate, and I hate to say it, but it's the Patriots. I don't know how they're going to win any games. I don't know what this team is a mess. The head coach doesn't know which quarterback is the best quarterback of all of them. There's four of them, technically, and he can't say which one is best. And he is flip-flopping back and forth. He doesn't know what he's supposed to say about whom and who is going to be the start. It's a mess right now. So as of right now, I would bet the Patriots for this because I don't know what this team is. Not sure what it's going to be. Very confused. There's a lot of confusion around these parts about what the Patriots are going to be, which leads me to think, yeah, they might, you know, have the fewest wins in the league this season. So I would take the Patriots.
Yeah, Lucy, you know I just set you up for that, right?
Like, yes, thank you. I do appreciate that.
I knew that's exactly what you were going to say.
Thank you for that. I do appreciate an opportunity to vent about that.
Always. We're happy to have you on your own well. to do that. She's Lucy Burge, co-host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, 1 p.m. Central. Lucy, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later this week.
Thank you. And I will talk to you soon.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet competently with BetQL's help. All right, here we go. Off the glass in the W today. Caitlin Clark is in action. She's must-see TV. The Indiana Fever head down to Atlanta to play the Dream. Fever are favorite -1.5. This opened at Fever minus, they're favored right now at -2.5, rather, open at -1.5. The total is sitting at 166.5. My favorite bet today, as much as I'm a Caitlin Clark fan, having gone to Iowa myself, I'm going to fade her in the points prop market today. Under 21.5 points. Clark's been scoring a ton since the All-Star break. So this maybe on paper looks a little scary. She's finished with 29, 23, and 23 points in each of her three games since the All-Star break. But if you look at her home and road splits, she's not as good on the road. She's only topped 21.5 points in four of her last 16 road games. One of those did come just the other night, scored 23 points against the Lynx, but she was extremely efficient from the field in that game. Based on her season long, a larger sample size, only going over this in four of her last 16 games, I think she goes under tonight, especially because Kelsey Mitchell's scoring, Lexi Hall's scoring, those have picked up lately. And the Dream have looked really good since the All-Star break. They've won two of their last three. This year, though, against the Fever, the Dream have struggled a little bit. So maybe you think that the Dream, you know, not wanting to lose three straight to Indiana, will lock down on defense just a little bit more. I'm going to take Caitlin Clark under 21.5 points. In terms of the side here, I don't have a play that I am betting, but I do have a lean on the Fever. Indiana's only been a favorite in 10 games this season. They're 6-4 against the spread in those 10 games. So with them being favored, I think that line is a little telling that the market clearly thinks the Fever is the better team. And based on that ATS record, I think that's the way to go as well. Moving on to the Liberty and Mercury. The Liberty, 5.5 point favorites on the road in Phoenix, total 164.5. Since July 1st, the Phoenix Mercury have only played in three home games. So they're finally back at home. And I have a hard time thinking that they're not going to at least put up a good enough performance to cover in this game. The Liberty, they're coming off of a loss against the Sun, and the Liberty are 1-4 against the spread in their last five games following a loss. So I think this Phoenix offense is going to come alive tonight. Their offense is nearly 10 points better at home than it is on the road. So I will take the points +5.5 with the Mercury tonight. Mystic and Storm, I don't have a fairly strong take in this game, but I do think the Storm can cover 10.5. These teams played each other in DC last week. Storm won that one by 6, but they're back home after a 3-game road stretch out of the All-Star break. And this is their fourth meeting with the Mystics. They won by 8. 32-1 game and 6. I think the Storm kind of take care of business at home, especially after a really poor road stretch. So Storm -10.5 is a lean there. Going over to the Diamond. Cubs and Pirates. I lean Pirates. Again, not a super strong take in this game, but Jameson Taillon is on the mound for the Cubs, and he's just kind of been terrible lately, giving up at least 4 runs in 3 straight outings. He is a 5.73 ERA in the month of August, and the Pirates, they've won 3 of their last 4, so coming in with a bit of momentum, I will back the Pirates as a lean here on the money line. Astros and Phillies. I think the Phillies win this game, but at minus 165, I'm not willing to lay it with the Phillies. That's too big of a price. Zach Wheeler, he's on the bump. He's been phenomenal this year. Top 10 in ERA, strikeouts, whip. And the Phillies are at full strength. Their offense has come alive a little bit more. They scored 11 runs in each of their last two games. So I think they're going to have success here. But again, I'm not willing to lay 165 on the money line. And the Astros are a good team. So taking the Phillies -1.5 on the run line, not something I want to do. I likely will stay away from this game altogether. A play that I do really like, though, is the Yankees -1.5. And Nestor Cortez is on the bump. Don't love that because he's been awful, but with how good the Yankees' bats have been lately, I think they can cover this -1.5 against a Nationals team that's lost 6 of their last 9 games. Twins and Braves, this is going to be a fun one. I like the Twins on the money line here. Atlanta's done really well against Minnesota, 7-3 in their last 10 games, but Max Fried is on the bump for the Braves, and Minnesota has been really good against left-handed pitchers recently. So I'm going to back the Twins just because Bailey Ober is pitching for Minnesota as well. He's been dominant. Atlanta's offense has not been as great, so backing the Twins on the money line with Bailey Ober on the bump. All right, we are going to go to our best bets for today, and we're going to start by going streaking. Bobby Witt Jr. is my pick to get a hit today. He has at least one hit in 22 of his last 25 games. He's batting .600 in his last 10 at-bats against Logan Allen, who he's facing today, and he's batting .347 against left-handed pitchers. So I like Bobby Witt Jr. to get a hit tonight. Caitlin Clark to stay under 21.5 points is my prop for today. On the road, Caitlin Clark has not struggled, but she doesn't score quite as much or quite as efficiently. She's only topped 21.5 points in 4 of her last 16 road games. So I like her to stay under 21.5 points. I just talked about the Mercury against the Liberty. The Mercury are finally back at home. They're going to be in front of their home crowd. It's going to be just a boost with them having only played 2 games at home since July 4th. The Liberty, they're coming off of a loss to the Sun, and they are just 1-4 against the spread following a loss this season. So I think that they, the Mercury, that is, can stick within 5.5 of the Liberty, and I would even sprinkle a little on the money line. Sean's best bet for today is Caitlin Clark to record 10-plus assists versus the Dream. I like this. This kind of goes hand-in-hand with me. If she's scoring a little less, she's likely to be facilitating a little bit more. So Caitlin Clark to have 10-plus assists. Dream are bottom 3 in the WNBA in opponents' assists to starting point guards. So love that bet from Sean. And then my best bet of the day, Twins money line versus the Braves. Atlanta, been great against Minnesota lately, but Max Fried's on the bump, and I'm not backing Max Fried today. Minnesota's been really good against left-handed pitchers, and Fried has struggled on the mound lately. He's given up 15 runs in his last 4 starts. The Braves' offense has also been pretty poor as of late. They've only scored more than 3 runs once in their last 6 games. So going up against Bailey Ober, who's starting for Minnesota, Ober has been great. I think the Braves are going to struggle scoring, so I will take the Twins on the money line. Just to recap that, we got Bobby Witt Jr. going streaking, Caitlin Clark under 21.5 for our props, Mercury +5.5 for our dog of the day. Sean is going with Caitlin Clark to have 10-plus assists against the Dream as his best bet, and I'm going with the Twins on the money line against the Braves. That one is at -115. A little steam coming in on the Twins, so grab that one now before things move even further in favor of Minnesota. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue on tomorrow. I will be back with you tomorrow. PJ will be back on Wednesday, but we'll continue this week going through our college football bets and our college football preview and NFL preview as we get you ready for the start of both of those seasons, week 1 in college football kicking off this week. Plenty of action coming your way. We will be back with you tomorrow right here on Send It In. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.